name better for you. Chris Casey has a problem with telemarketers. You can't turn them down.
Yep. Don't know what to tell you.
Your most recent purchase was a benefit concert for the Kansas Highway Patrol.
Yeah, I bought a ticket for, I don't know, I don't even know who's singing.
You bought one ticket?
One ticket. I always buy the cheapest thing possible. Just because. I'm like, you got anything cheaper than that? Okay, I'll buy that.
You can buy one ticket. I picture you just standing there at that concert by yourself, just kind of looking around at the people. So these are other people who got duped into buying this.
Be a huge support
I shouldn't
group.
Say duped, because, I mean, it's obviously a good cause yeah. But you've bought candles from a kid who was selling them. That's so odd. Like, I've heard of kids selling magazine subscriptions. You know, obviously the Girl Scout cookies are in there. Food, other food items. You know, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of a kid selling candles door-to-door. Was this to benefit his school?
No, he was just saving... It's one of those, like, shared points thing where if you sell a bunch of stuff, the company will send you prizes. I tried it when I was a kid, and I sucked horribly.
And I guess we have somebody on the line who tops you. What was yours?
Vacuum cleaners. Got sucked in by the salesman.
Pardon the pun, or is that pun perfectly on purpose?
I think that pun was perfectly on purpose.
You bought a vacuum cleaner, yeah. And what's with the... Why the vacuum cleaner door-to-door salesman? I've always wondered about that.
Well, it's big money. The pig or something like that? They sell for like $1,500, supposed to keep the air clean as you're vacuuming and stuff. So
is that what you bought?
I bought a pig.
$1,500.
$1,500.
Shut up.
I'm not.
Do you have money to burn or what?
Well, I no, not really. But you know, it was a neat thing. And again, it was. It was a sales lady that come to the door. You know, they gave you a free 2 liter of Pepsi or something like that for just letting them come in.
Yeah.
And they just literally suck you into the sale.
Wow, man. That's pretty, was she an attractive lady? Did that play a part of it or not?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. And she didn't do any weird, like, tricks with a vacuum cleaner or anything that would be outlawed in any states, did she?
Well, no, nothing like that. She showed, like, the dust, you know, they had like a little light or whatever where it showed the like a regular vacuum cleaner versus the pig.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got the
pig.
That's what they call it.
What a classic name.
And it looked like an antique.
Hey, those old vacuum cleaners are always the best ones.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know.
If it doesn't dim the lights in your house, it's not doing the job.
That's it.
Good stuff, man. I didn't expect anything that big. Impressive. Good job.
How about that?
You still using it to this day?
No, actually, I lost it in my divorce.